Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
But Secretary of State Antony Blinken at a meeting about Syria in Jordan says the U.S. has been in direct contact with that group.
We've been in contact with HTS and with other parties. We have impressed upon everyone we've been in contact with the importance of finding Austin Tice and bringing him home.
Austin Tice, an American freelance journalist and Marine veteran, kidnapped in Syria in 2012. President-elect Donald Trump will attend the Army-Navy football game today. There's a flight restriction in the area around the stadium in Maryland, and now authorities reminding people that is a no-drone zone as well, as New York Governor Kathy Hochul says this has gone too far. It's after drone activity shut down runways at Stewart Airport north of New York City Friday. She's calling on the federal government to strengthen drone oversight. This is ABC News. 16 people were transported to hospitals in Southwest Florida after two airboats collided Friday. It happened at an Everglades tour business. It's not clear how the crash occurred. A woman who said three college athletes sexually assaulted her in 2006 now says she made the entire thing up. ABC's Steve Osunsami has details.
Nearly 20 years after her story sent shockwaves across the Duke University campus, the dancer who accused three college lacrosse players of raping her is publicly admitting on the Let's Talk with Kat podcast that she lied.
And I want them to know that I love them and they didn't deserve that. And I hope they can forgive me.
With a black accuser and the young and white and well-to-do men she accused, the case was explosive and in the national headlines. Her story eventually fell apart, and the young men who had always maintained their innocence were famously cleared.
That's ABC's Steve Osunsami. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
We're currently at 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our winter weather advisory for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties remains in effect until 12 a.m. on Sunday. Our cloudy conditions with 40% chance of snow becoming ice and freezing rain expected for this afternoon. Breezy winds with highs reaching around 33. Ice and freezing rain are expected to transition to rain showers for the overnight, with up to 2/10 of an inch of rain possible, lows dropping to around 32. For Sunday, cloudy with warmer temperatures, light winds, and highs reaching around 42 degrees. Cloudy and staying warmer overnight on Sunday night, staying above freezing with lows dropping to around only 35. For Monday, mostly cloudy and some light sprinkles possible throughout the day, increasing winds with highs reaching around 40 degrees. Again in Richland Center, after receiving our mixed precipitation, we're currently at an overcast 29 degrees.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Winter weather is the time to have the coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center. We're ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. We also want to take the time to thank all of our loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Merry Christmas from everyone at Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Taking a look at our cancellations and closures for today, the Richland Landfill, along with the Family Thrift Shop, they have both closed early for today. The Boys and Girls Youth Basketball scheduled for today in Richland Center has been canceled. Sting Program Movie Day that was supposed to be held at Center Cinema has been canceled and will be rescheduled at a later date. Riverdale High School will not be traveling to the Power Lift at La Crosse and will not be taking part in the Wrestling Invitational at Whitewater. The new Glarus at Iowa Grand Girls basketball game has been canceled. Richland Center varsity wrestling team will not travel to the TOMA tournament today. And the Richland Center JV wrestling team will not be traveling to Middleton today either.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Today is Saturday, December 14th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Wisconsin Republicans will meet on Tuesday, as required under federal law, to cast the state's Electoral College votes for President-elect Donald Trump, not a day earlier as state law calls for. Elections officials and the State Department of Justice agreed that federal law should be followed. The Wisconsin Republican Party sued in federal court last week, seeking an order to resolve which of the two conflicting dates they should meet. U.S. District Judge James Peterson dismissed the case Thursday because everyone agreed that the votes should be cast Tuesday, essentially making the lawsuit moot. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she will support President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Department of Transportation, former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy. Baldwin and Duffy met Thursday. She says her priority is whether a pick will be good for the Badger State, and she believes Duffy would be. She says the two have worked together before and will do so again to provide Wisconsin with clean drinking water, good transportation options, and shipping options. President Joe Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic and pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. Among them are two people from Wisconsin, Jerry Manning of Sun Prairie, and Audrey Simone of Prescott. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. The clemency follows a broad pardon for his son Hunter, who was prosecuted for gun and tax crimes. Biden is under pressure from advocacy groups to pardon broad swaths of people before the Trump administration takes over in January. He's also weighing whether to issue preemptive pardons to those who investigated Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2022 election and are facing possible retribution when Trump takes office. The price of eggs has risen about 30% this year. A dozen eggs cost $2.52 in January, and now the national average is $3.37. At least partially responsible for that is the bird flu. Across the country, the virus has killed more than 100 million chickens. Three-quarters of them were egg layers. Ron Keene is a poultry specialist with UW Extension.
You know, we had kind of had a reprieve over summer, at least decrease. Now with cooler weather and the migration of birds, we've had kind of an uptick. Really, the Midwest has been fairly fortunate. A lot of outbreaks have been on the West Coast this fall.
Of course, right now is baking season. Cookies, cakes, pies, demand for eggs is up. The Arctic air has arrived. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us how to tell if you're getting frostbite.
Remember to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 20 minutes in today's conditions. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
That was meteorologist Brittany Merlot. WRCO News Time is currently 12:11.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Are you looking for the area's go-to spot for great food? Turbo's Bar & Grill in Hub City has you covered. Friday night fish fry with fresh salad bar, homemade soups, roasted chicken and shrimp. Hungry at lunch? Stop in for soup and sandwich specials or the famous hash burger. Prime rib on Saturday night, it's Turbo's in Hub City, where you'll never leave hungry.
Today's news continues. During the winter, utility bill costs are usually on the rise due to the need of heat to keep warm during cold temperatures. Scammers are aware of this and threaten to disconnect consumers' utilities for various reasons so they can make money. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This seems to be our annual reminder because we certainly see spikes in the phone calls and messages that come during this time of year. And so we want to remind everybody how this scam works. The scammers contact consumers claiming to represent a local utility company, and they often manipulate the caller ID by spoofing that phone number, making it look local. They mention work orders during the telephone conversation, billing statements, truck numbers, and other very specific details that make it seem legitimate that a truck is on its way to do a disconnection.
Utility disconnection tactics are used to strike fear into the consumer that is contacted by the scammer.
They just want consumers to act out of this fear before they get a chance to stop and think. So they use very high pressure tactics and often ask for immediate payment during that phone call. Again, they indicate that your bills may be delinquent or overdue for other reasons, you know, inappropriate paperwork, and that they're going to be doing a disconnection. So hang up on these. And if you are at all concerned that it's legitimate, always reach out to your local utility company directly to work out a billing or a payment system, or find out about alternative resources that may be available to you.
Never let a scammer trick you into thinking your utilities will be disconnected. There is currently a moratorium in effect to help prevent disconnections.
The moratorium on utilities disconnections is active right now. It goes until April 15, and consumers who need assistance with their utility bills should reach out when they need that assistance and not wait until spring, because it just adds extra stress that's not needed and could create a situation where you could fall victim to one of these utility scams. But you can reach out for energy assistance by calling the statewide customer care center or visit energyandhousing.wi.gov. You can get water assistance by calling the statewide customer care center as well. You can always reach out for other resources and options by calling 211 and seeing what's available in your county and community.
To reach out for utility assistance by phone, you can contact the Energy and Water Assistance Customer Care Center at 1-800-506-5596. Also, if you are a victim of a utility disconnect scam, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert tomorrow at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Maggie, along with the Sawmill Creek Band, including Eric Knopfsinger, and special guest Leroy Elvis Peterson, will bring the holiday spirit to the auditorium when they perform toe-tapping Christmas music, as well as a variety of country favorites. Maggie May is a well-known Nashville recording artist with many fans across the country as well as locally. Mick Crosgrove is the treasurer for the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
We've got people coming from all over southwest Wisconsin. I was just looking at it earlier here, and it's just amazing to me the following that she has and the excitement. As I was driving down here, I get an email every time someone purchased tickets and can see where they're coming from, and a couple tickets were bought just between the office and down here. But we've got people coming from Prairie du Chien, Bellevue, Iowa, Holman, Wisconsin, Black River Falls, Mauston, Toma, Janesville, Kendall, Madison, Reedsburg, Baraboo. She really draws from a large area. So we're excited about that, and we're hoping to not only have an enjoyable afternoon with Maggie May, but also showcase the project that we have there at the auditorium.
All proceeds from the concert go towards the Auditorium Building Fund for the ongoing restorations. Maggie May goes above and beyond for her audience, making her a special person and performer. Robin Cosgrove is the secretary for the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
Something very special about Maggie is giving a concert from the stage. She makes you feel like you're right in her living room, and she sees people. She notices people. One thing I'm excited about is that she's coming on Saturday. Their team decorates the stage in holiday fare. So I'm very excited to see what someone's point of view of that stage decorated with their items would look like. So anyone who would be curious about that, come for the concert, but enjoy what Maggie's going to do to transform that stage into a Christmas scene. And the other thing that Maggie did when she was here the last time, there was I remember a gentleman rushing to come into the concert, and he fell and hurt himself. He had to be taken to the hospital to get a few stitches. And he was gone the whole show. He came right as the last people were leaving the building, and he was so disappointed. The thing Maggie did is she set him down on the bottom stairs of that front door of the auditorium, on those big marble stairs, and she sang him like a 3 or 4 song concert just for him. I thought, man, that's a deep soul that does something like that.
Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert will be performed this Sunday at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Doors will open at 1 o'clock and the show will get underway at 2. Tickets are priced at $25 per person. A group rate for 10 or more people is also available. Tickets can be purchased online at eventbrite.com, locally at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, at Napa Auto Parts, or at the door as available. For ticket information, you can call 608-604-7022. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Chris Bennett. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Today is Saturday, December 14th. Ronald G. Klang, 68 of Casanova, died December 4th at home due to a long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 3 at Boston Spa in Casanova. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Casanova EMS, Casanova Private Landowners ATV Club, or to a charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ronald Klang is survived by his wife of 39 years, Jean, two sisters, Lou Jean and Tim Lindoff, and Linda, along with a sister-in-law, Sonia, four nephews, other relatives, and friends. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Casanova.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache.
featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. Winter weather advisory will remain in effect for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until midnight tonight. We're going to have cloudy skies for the rest of today. Still have a 40% chance of snow becoming ice and freezing rain later on today. Winds are going to be on the breezy side coming in from the southeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, highs in the low to mid 30s. Tonight, we are going to have that ice and freezing rain transition to rain showers into the early a.m. hours for tomorrow morning. Up to 2/10 of an inch is possible, looking at lows dropping just at the freezing point of 32 degrees. Winds will calm down, eventually coming from the east. Sunday is going to give us cloudy skies with warmer temperatures, light winds as well, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Sunday night, cloudy with warmer overnight lows as we stay above freezing. Lows are expected to be in the mid-30s, winds from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday, mostly cloudy with some light sprinkles possible through the day. Winds are going to be increasing from the south and then the west, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Highs expected in the upper 30s to low 40s. As we get into Tuesday, we are going to start to have a gradual decrease in temperatures, increasing clouds throughout the day, and we are going to have calming winds. Highs expected to be in the low to mid 30s. Wednesday, we're going to continue our cooling trend. 20% chance of light snow flurries coming through the a.m. hours. We're looking at highs in the mid-20s. Thursday is going to be breezy afternoon winds with more sunshine than clouds. Winds are going to be shifting a little bit later on in the day, eventually coming from the southwest. Going to give us a slight increase in temperatures, highs in the upper 20s. And Friday, to round out things, we're going to have mostly cloudy sky and breezy winds shifting once again from the northwest. Highs are going to be dropping down to the low to mid 20s. Hope everyone has a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at 29 degrees in Richland Center and continue to receive a freezing rain sleet mixture coming down. Wind speed averaging about 6 miles per hour out of the southwest, barometer reading of 30.26. Our rain gauge is currently reading about 0.02 of an inch of precipitation. Yesterday's high reached 18 degrees. Our morning's low was 13. We had a record high in 1975 and 2015, tying at 59 degrees. Another tie for our record low of in 1986 and again in 2010 of 16 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 53 with a low of 21. The sun will set today at 4:26 and rise tomorrow at 7:27. Again in Richland Center, we're currently receiving a freezing rain sleet mixture coming down and a temperature reading of 29 degrees. Looking at our cancellations and closures once again, the Family Thrift Shop and the Richland Landfill have both closed early today. Boys and girls youth basketball scheduled for today in Richland Center has been canceled. Sting program movie day that was supposed to be held at Center Cinema has been canceled but will be rescheduled at a later date. Riverdale High School will not be traveling to the Power Lift at La Crosse and will not be taking part in the Wrestling Invitational at Whitewater. The new Glarus at Iowa Grant girls basketball game has been canceled. The Richland Center varsity wrestling team will not travel to the Toma tournament today, and neither will the Richland Center JV wrestling team. They will not be traveling to Middleton today. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at 29 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
Ring in the new year with WRCO Triviathon 2024. That's right, Triviathon returns. It'll be New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight. Get yourself together, get a team together, and have some fun with WRCO Radio. If you'd like to be an official member of the Triviathon teams, give us a call at WRCO during regular business hours at 608-647-2111. And then join us for Triviathon between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Ooga, ooga, ooga chaka,
when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know. Everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for a night.
day of victim if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. That is Blue Suede with Hooked on a Feeling. How's everybody doing today? Hopefully you're having a good day so far as we kick off our Retro Saturdays here with Saturdays with Simo. This now is Lake Shore Drive by Aliotta Haynes Jeremiah.
Shining with a heavenly grace, help you right on by. There ain't no road just like it anywhere I found, running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, just slipping on by on LSD, finding that trouble bound. Shadows just about five. Sometimes you can smell the green and your mind is feeling fine. There ain't no finer place to be than running Lakeshore Drive. And there's no peace of mind the place you see riding on Lakeshore Drive. And there ain't no road just like it anywhere I found, running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, just slipping on by on LSD, Friday night trouble bound. It's Friday night and you're looking clean, too early to start the round. 10-minute drive from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind to Lakeshore Drive, and tomorrow is another day. And the sunshine's fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. There ain't no road just like it anywhere I found,
on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. Just sneaking on my own LSD, fighting that trouble now. Christmas is mine. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries.
And singing Pretty Paper. Here are the Buckinghams. Don't you care? Well, of course we do.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you care? Don't you care? If you don't want me, why don't you tell me? Instead of telling lies, the times we cried and laughed. I wanna know, I wanna know, will you ever love me again?
leave me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care?
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. 'Tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight light. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will fill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. Here, in the sweet and simple way, I fall in love again. That fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight time.
The Platters with Twilight Time. It's time to take a break and hear from our commercial sponsors. So we will do that real quickly. Thank you very much to them. And upon our return, we have some Nat King Cole. Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Greetings. This is Joe Flores of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. We are what we believe. We believe that aging is a journey back into everything sacred and divine in man. We believe in the transformative power of caring for the elderly with passion and compassion. Every day we see the infinite possibilities of faith. We believe in our residents' meaningful presence in our personal lives. We go over and beyond the call of duty to meet their evolving needs. Come visit us at Harvest Guest Home, 875 West Side Drive, 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1, at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
Get ready for one great song after another on this edition of Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Nat King Cole with the beautiful Christmas song written by Mel Torme. Here is Christy. This is a tune called Yellow River.
Thank you. love me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river.